an insight into Boys from the Black Stuff, which is on at the Regent Theatre until Saturday the 14th of June 2025, and then finishes its UK tour in Brighton, Canterbury and Mold in the coming weeks. Snowy Malone is a plasterer and a perfectionist. He takes pride in his work and discreetly leaves his signature on walls that he's worked on. Unfortunately, he's brought down by the work of others who are not so dedicated. His tragedy and those of his friends is that this is 1982 in Liverpool. Margaret Thatcher is Prime Minister and jobs are scarce. The boys are on the dole and forced to do illegal cash in hand for work whenever they can. They all want legitimate employment. They don't want to be hounded by the DHSS. The Boys from the Black Stuff, written by Alan Bleasdale, was originally a one-off play about a group of workers on a hapless mission to make money on the side in Middlesbrough. It was so successful it was extended to a TV series in which each character was the main focus in each episode. James Graham has brilliantly incorporated every character's story into one play on stage. The references to the Middlesbrough fiasco run throughout the drama, whilst each of the boys' backstory is fully explained. The most poignant is that of Yossi Hughes. His "Gizza job, I could do that" became a catchphrase for the whole of the country during the bleak 1980s. Chrissy's endless pleas for a legitimate contract and his wish to please everyone were extremely moving in the play, particularly when he took George Malone for a final trip to the dilapidated docks. The wives of Chrissy and Dixie also featured. They were trying to make ends meet whilst also undertaking cash in hand jobs, leaving them too at the mercy of the dole officers. That said, Mrs. Sutcliffe, an employee of the job centre, was extremely sympathetic in the play. The dilemma of having to pursue her neighbours in difficult times was depicted. She was scathing towards Moss, who diligently carried out his mission to ensnare workers trying to get by. The final scenes are also extremely moving. Two young characters move on and a feeling of lost hope prevails. James Graham has crafted a marvellous adaptation of Alan Bleasdale's drama. The staging and design of the play is excellent, with a depiction of Liverpool docks with metal structures, huts and crane elements in a stark rusting red colour, with a backdrop projection screen showing various images, video footage and ambient locations, including watery docks and clever swing sets and props slide on and off when needed, like numbered booths at the dole office, various house interiors, an investigation room and a pub made out of various sized wooden crates and lots of drinks. The costumes, hairstyles and features are very of the day, like around 1982, with long hair, stubble and moustaches, caps, check shirts, jeans and casual attire that wouldn't look out of place in the early 1980s. The use of low-key, soft lighting and dark and shadow also plays an important part, as does the music and choreography and the effects. This with the mood and produces an emotional response from the audience. This is a very dark and gritty production that tells an important tale in history, but also resonates the issues of the current day and is well worth experiencing. It's on at the Regent Theatre in Stoke until Saturday the 14th of June. It also visits Brighton Theatre Royal from the 17th till the 21st of June, Canterbury Marlowe Theatre from the 24th till the 28th of June, and ending its run in Mold at the Theatre Clwyd, from the 1st till the 5th of July. For more information, you can visit boysfromtheblackstuff.com. The Regent Theatre, part of the ATG Theatre Group, is a warm and welcoming venue with 1,600 seat capacity and a spacious foyer. It's got a box office, disabled toilet, cloakroom, merchandise store and lift on your left, and kiosk and bar on your right as you enter the venue. They really do care about making your visit accessible and enjoyable, and if there's anything at all they can do to assist, always ask, whether it be guiding you to a disabled toilet or seat, looking after a guide dog, or bringing refreshments to you. Devices for audio describe performances can be obtained from the box office. Please do feedback your experiences, either good or bad, to a member of the front of house team. The next audio describe performances coming up will be Calamity Jane, which takes place on Thursday the 19th of June at 2:30 p.m. 2:22 A Ghost Story in the Autumn on Thursday the 2nd of October at 2:30 p.m. and The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, on Saturday the 11th of October at 2:30 p.m. Please check about the availability of a touch door at the time of booking. To contact and access Champion at the venue, you can click on a link on the venue page on the website for extra assistance or specific access information, and you can access this by googling ATG Stoke. To book tickets, you can call the ATG access line, and that's 0333 009 5399.